Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills. Skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions that they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work, from a spark of an idea 2 years ago till today. Let's get this conversation started.
How did you come up with the idea for Athena?
So this is a really fun story. I'd been living here in San Diego for a year, and I always volunteer. And I had volunteered to be one of the helpers at the La Jolla Concours because I love cars. So I'm hanging out there and meet all of these great folks that have been racing forever who are, you know, just extreme car enthusiast, and it just sparked that passion inside of me because I grew up loving Porsche 911s. At your age, I wanted a Porsche so bad, and I just became a designer because I just love that sleek look of the design of a Porsche. I've designed a little bit of everything else, but all of that being able to design everything else and being raised in a construction family where I built everything, was very hands-on. I knew how important it was for all of you to have that experience. Like, it's completely different when you're designing and engineering something and you have that experience of having touched tools and having built something, having, you know, taken something apart, put it back together. You have so much more in-depth knowledge and expertise that I just knew it was extremely important for all of you to be able to do that. So after hanging out with my friends at the La Jolla Concours, I went home and started thinking over everything I'd done in my past, like all the different steps in my career, all the different skills that I had, everything that I could do. And I just started formulating this big, big concept of what we could create. And that, within a couple of days, turned into Athena Racing.
What are the different steps to your career that led you to this point? Were there any signs that ever made you think you would create this type of organization?
You know, when I was a teenager and I was graduating from high school, I made that list of what I thought my life was going to be and become. And it's really funny how a lot of those steps came to life. And then so much of what I have done has been so completely different. But my career has just one step after the next built upon itself. And I've always been in the design and construction side of the world before I got into marketing and PR. And it just kind of naturally revolved in that direction because I loved the social aspect and working with people and being very hands-on and helping, you know, different companies and organizations get their message out there. And, you know, to show the world what they were doing. So I've always loved that side of the publicity side of the world. I never thought I would start Athena Racing. I never could have guessed I would have done anything like this. But now that I've done it, I couldn't imagine never doing it. Like, this to me was what my entire career was built upon, so that I could do this. So when I get to work with you guys every day, it is like the most fun, exciting thing for me to be watching how you're growing and what you can do and how you're changing and, you know, just the work that you're capable of doing. I think my student advisory board can do work that equals any adult out there because you guys are so committed and you're so just eager to learn. And that's one of the best things to ever be, regardless of your age, is just be able to absorb knowledge and keep it tucked away in your brain because you never know when you'll need it. So, you know, that's why I always say, you know, we're working on teaching you all these essential skills so that when you're my age, you'll look back and go, this is what Miss Loxley was talking about. This is why I needed to learn this. So I'm just hoping that what we teach you right now, you'll always have it tucked away in your brain and be able to pull it out when you need it.
I know there's a story about pitching your idea for the first time. Can you share that with us?
So, like I said, I was hanging out with my buddies at the La Jolla Concours, and this idea sparked in my brain. And I kind of simmered over it for a couple of days and then went to have lunch with the guys. And I was the only woman sitting around a table that had, I think, around six guys sitting around it. And on the drive over there, I was talking to my buddy, and he was like, "Well, hey, pitch it during lunch. These are businessmen. And if it's a bad idea, they'll squash it like a bug." So I pitched it, and nobody shot it down. And all of the men who were sitting around that table still run into me when we go to, coffees and cars at Rancho Santa Fe, or when I'm working on a project and I stop by their shop, or, our headquarters is the shop of one of the men who was sitting around that table. And they have been incredibly supportive, and they're always, reading over what we do, and they're watching how this is growing. And at times, I don't think they thought I would be able to grow it as quickly as I have. And, like I keep telling everybody, the only thing that is preventing us from becoming huge is the lack of funding. Once I get that secured, we're going to be working with girls across the nation, around the globe, and I cannot wait for you and I to go to a foreign country somewhere to sit down so that you can teach them what you've learned. Like, that to me is going to be one of the most fun things that you and I do together.
To our listeners, thank you for tuning in to our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors. Thank you.